my opinion, to believe that this program works on any period of time longer than one day would be for me to believe I've been cured. Nothing pushes me toward those peculiar mental twists mentioned on page 33 in the big book that precede the first compulsive bite more than contemplating spending the rest of my life without any of my favorite binge foods. Let me tell you a little story about that. When I had maybe 3 or 4 months of abstinence on this go-around, I lived on a ranch. I walked every day. I was walking out in the pasture this afternoon, early spring, and I noticed the dewberry vines were in bloom. Dewberries are wild berries that grow in Texas. They are absolutely marvelous. There are very few things that please me as much as dewberry cobbler with blue barrel ice cream on it. You know, if you don't think that's good, again, you've got a real problem, because it is good. And the thought suddenly occurred to me, I cannot have dewberry cobbler with bluebell ice cream, and it really hit me like a blow in the solar plexus. I almost felt dizzy or trembly or something. It was a real shock. And then suddenly it occurred to me, No, that's not true. The only day I can't have dewberry cobbler and bluebell ice cream is today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. Today is the only day I have to worry about it, and that kind of eased me. And then to show you what kind of protection we get in this program, that year we had a late freeze and didn't make a damn berry. You know, was God looking after this boy? If a special day comes along, remember that it will end. One of the things about 24-hour periods is that they have a start and they have an end. It's not forever. I haven't sworn off. I haven't signed a pledge for a specific period of time. The worst possible thing I could do would be to say, I'm going to be able to wear those trousers by such and such a date. I'm going to be able to wear that suit to somebody's wedding. Nope. I'm going to work on making today abstinently, because for me, to lose my abstinence is to die emotionally and spiritually, and I've already been dead emotionally and spiritually, and I didn't like it. One of the things wrong with a slip for me, maybe it wouldn't be so bad if all I lost was the abstinence, but the hell of it is that all of my life gets in that basket and it all goes to hell at once. You know, I can't just lose one part of it. When I lose the fundamental thing that makes it possible for me to function as I am functioning today, the whole schmear goes downhill. And it doesn't just slide downhill, it plummets. And trying to catch it and get it back, I who have slipped hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, takes an awful lot of work to stop it and turn it around. And when you think about it, remember AG and 22 years. Okay? 22 years it took me to get back. Who knows how long it would take you? Maybe only 22 minutes, maybe only 22 hours, or it might take you 32 years. Don't chance it. It's not worth it.